भूमौ स्खलितपादानां भूमिरेवावलम्बनं त्वयि जातापराधानां त्वमेव शरणं शिवे.
To those who slip and fall on the ground itself offers support. Similarly, for those who commit mistakes in your worship, you alone offer refuge, O Goddess.
Tatillekha tanvi tapana shashi vaishvanaramayi nishannam shannamapyupari kamalanam tavakalam mahapadmatavyam mruditamalamayena manasa mahantah pashyanto dadhati paramahladalahari.
Great yogis, with their minds free from impurities, experience great bliss by gazing upon your form, which is like streaks of lightning, sun, moon and fire appearing at Sahasrara above all the six chakras.
Bhavani tvam dase mayi vitara drishtim sakaruna ite stotum vanchan kathayati bhavani tvamiti yah tadaiva tvam tasmai dishasi nija sayujya padavi mukunda brahmendra sphuta makuta nirajita padam.
O Goddess, the one who seeks to praise you with the words bhavani tvam dase mayi vitara drishtim sakarunam, which means, O Bhavani, you please shower your compassionate glances upon this poor servant of yours. You grant him the very abode of unity with your own self, that abode which shines with the light reflected from the crowns of the very likes of Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, who bow down with their heads before it. This is because the very first words in such a prayer, Bhavani Tvam in Sanskrit, also have the meaning of I must be you.
Tvaya hrutva vamam vapura paritriptena manasa sharirardham shambhora paramapi shanke hrutamabhut. Yadetatvadrupam sakalamarunabham trinayanam kuchabhyamanamram kutilashashichudalamakutam.
Not being satisfied even after occupying the left half of Shiva, I wonder if you have occupied his right half too. I think so, since I perceive that form to be glowing red completely, with three eyes, slightly crouched forward due to the heaviness of your bosom, with a curved crescent moon on your crown.
Jagat sute dhata hari ravati rudra kshapayate tiraskurvan netat svamapi vapurisha stirayati sada purva sarvam tadidam anugrinhati cha shiva tavagnyam alambya kshana chalitayor bhrulati kayo.
Brahma gives birth to this existence, Vishnu sustains it, and Rudra destroys it. Isha reverses the whole process, absorbing all of it into his own self. Sadashiva conducts all this through the power of his grace. All these five perform these activities upon receiving your command, conveyed through a momentary movement of your eyebrows.
Trayanam devanam त्रिगुणजनितानां तव शिवे भवेत् पूजा पूजा तव चरणयोर्या विरचिता तथा हि त्वत्पादोद्वहनमणिपीठस्य निकटे स्थिता ह्येते शश्वन् मुकुलितकरोत्तं समकुटाः.
O auspicious one, the worship of all the three gods, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, born out of the three gunas, is considered to be performed as soon as your feet are worshipped. It is because all these deities are situated at the base of your abode, the Manidvipa, by holding their hands clasped in prayer above their heads.
Virinchev panchatvam vrajati harirapnoti viratim vinasham kinasho bhajati dhanado yati nidhanam vitandri mahindri vitatirapi sammilitadrusha mahasamharesmin viharati sati tvatpatirasau.
Brahma is reduced into the primordial elements, Vishnu attains to passiveness, Yama, the god of death, is himself destroyed, Kubera, the god of wealth, meets his end, and Indra, along with all his followers, have their eyes shut during dissolution. In that time of total dissolution, called Mahasamhara of the universe, O goddess, your husband Sadashiva alone is the one who plays.
Japo jalpa shilpam sakalamapi mudra virachana gatev pradakshinya kramanamashanadyahutividhihe pranamasamveshah sukhamakhilamatmarpanadrusha saparyaparyayastava bhavatu yanme vilasitam.
May my utterances be your chant. May the movements of my hands be the mudras of your worship. May my wanderings be your circumambulations. And may my eating and breathing be your offerings. May my lying down be your prostrations. And in the sense of surrendering my very own self unto you, may all the pleasures that I enjoy in my life be the offerings in your service.
Sudhamapyasvadya pratibhaya jaramrityu harini vipadyante vishve vidhishatamakhadya divishadah karalam yat kshvelam kabalitavatah kalakalana nashambhostanmulam tava jananitatankamahima.
Even after consuming sudha, divine nectar, which removes the fears of old age and death, devas like Brahma and Indra perish during the time of the cosmic dissolution. On the other hand, despite consuming the terrible poison of Halahala, there is no end to your consort Shiva. O Mother, this is indeed due to the unending glory of your ear ornaments.
Kiritam vairincham parihara pura kaitabhabhida kathore kotire skhalasi jahi jambhari makutam pranam reshveteshu prasabhamupayatasya bhavanam bhavasya bhyutthane तव परिजनोक्तेर विजयते.
Avoid stumbling on the crown of Brahma. Be cautious of the crown of Vishnu. Take care not to slip on the hard crown of Indra. May these utterances of your attendants, cautioning you of the crowns of the bowed down Devas, as you move in haste to welcome your consort Bhava at your abode, be ever victorious.
Svadehodbhutabhir ghrnibhiranimadyabhirabhito nishevye nityetvam ahamiti sadabhavayati yah kimascharyam tasya trinayana samriddhim trinayato Mahasamvartagnirvirachayati nirajanavidhim.
O eternal mother who is worshipped by all, what is surprising about the fact that someone who meditates upon you, identifying oneself with you as being surrounded by the divine forces like anima, emanating like rays out of your body, such a person discards even the riches of enlightenment, and even the cosmic dissolution can only be an offering of Nirajana to such a person.